How to Lay an Egg with a Horse Inside, an alternative guide to writing and enjoying poetry, written and read by Brian Bilston. A horse and egg situation. Do not Google gentle into that good night. Why is poetry so boring? Why is poetry hard to understand? Why is poetry considered non-fiction? Is poetry a good clothing brand? Poetry is the best words in the best order. Poetry is a waste of time. Poetry is a way of taking life by the throat. Poetry is not supposed to rhyme. Is poetry in the Olympics? Why does poetry exist? Why is poetry pretentious? Who is the better poet, Shakespeare or Taylor Swift? Poetry helps mental health. Poetry is not real. Poetry is the music of the soul. Poetry makes you feel. Why do poets repeat lines? Do poems have to follow rules? Why do poets repeat lines? Why is poetry taught in school? Poetry is an act of hope. Poetry is the voice at the back of the mind. Poetry is a political act. Poetry is an egg with a horse inside. Poetry is everywhere. It pops up on our social media feeds, sometimes, and television screens, in adverts for building societies. You hear it on the radio, every so often. You skim past it in magazines, poetry magazines, that is, and weekend newspapers, only the posh ones. Mooch around a bookshop for long enough, and eventually you will discover a whole shelf devoted to poetry, often near the back of the store, next to the transport section, or the books on the healing power of crystals. Flick through your local What's On guide, and you might eventually spot a spoken word open mic night in a pub near you, once every 6 months maybe. Take a trip to the public convenience at a railway station, and you'll find poetry written on the back of your toilet door, often accompanied by a jaunty illustration. Like I say, it's everywhere. It is not universally adored, however. In fact, it would seem there are quite a few people who don't like poetry very much at all. Consider the poem which starts this chapter. It's a found poem, more on that later, which I created by sifting through popular searches about poetry on Google late one evening and rearranging a few of them into the form of a poem. It contains a lot of negative questions. Why is poetry so boring? Why is poetry hard to understand, etc.? That's not merely a reflection of my own selection process. When it comes to searches about poetry, users of Google seem to be far more likely to key in negative queries than positive ones. A lot of people appear to be suspicious of poetry. Some are downright hostile towards it. Poetry is frequently referred to as difficult and complex, irrelevant and dull, pretentious and pompous. As a result, for most of us, an encounter with poetry only occurs when we can't get out of its way. We may turn to a poem when press-ganged into reading at a wedding or a funeral. A sadistic teacher of English literature may compel us to study a whole book full of them, on the flimsy grounds of poetry being on the GCSE curriculum. Please turn to page 28 of your anthology, such a teacher may bark. Let us consider what this 17th century poem about wheat sheaves, written in a language you can barely understand, tells us about life in inner city Birmingham today. The audio system in the car may get accidentally jammed on Radio 4, leaving us with no alternative but to listen to Poetry Please on a 140-mile drive back home from Goole. Regardless, poetry has managed to stick around for quite a few millennia, so it must be doing a few things right. Head back to that initial poem again, and we can see evidence of poetry's potential power for good. Poetry is an act of hope. Poetry helps mental health. Poetry is the music of the soul. Delve deeper, and you'll find plenty of links to how poetry can help us feel happier, healthier, and more connected to each other. And then there's that peculiar line, poetry is an egg with a horse inside. What on earth does that mean? I was taken aback when I first saw it. It made me laugh, and then left me puzzled. But the line stuck with me, and the more I thought about it, the more I loved it, and felt I understood it. To me, it means that poetry can be about